This is Tony Alamo, and this is tape number 21 regarding eating and drinking the Lord, the flow of life. That's what it's all about. Let's go up to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to bless this tape message. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we thank and praise your holy name for the understanding of the scriptures, because knowledge is good if it's spiritual knowledge, but knowledge is evil if it's by the letter. The letter killeth, but the Spirit bringeth forth life. We need to know you, Lord. We need to eat and drink you consistently in order to know you as we must in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Open hearts, minds, souls, and Lord, let them receive so that they can receive this message. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, go ahead.
The table of the Lord is a daily feast.
It's a daily feast. Some people think that they can have communion with the Lord once a month, Holy Communion, or that they can have it once a week, but it's a what?
A daily feast.
It's a daily feast. We have to eat and drink the Lord daily. We say, well, that's too much. Well, then take a hike. That's what the Lord says. Either come unto me the way I want you to, or go. You know, either you're in or you're out. Get in or check out. Okay, then what?
The table of the Lord is also a feast to us.
Yes, it's very much of a feast for those of us who are feasting on it, from it. Then what?
Day by day, as we come to the Lord's table, we have a feast.
Right, that's how we are able to be renewed daily with the Spirit of the Lord, the tree of life, the river of life. Praise the river of life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, tree of life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise, you hear them say, praise the Lord, and they say, praise the Redeemer. Praise also the tree of life. Amen.
Amen.
And the river of life. Praise you. Hallelujah, tree of life. Hallelujah, river of life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Long ago, I went to so-called communion services.
So-called communion services. Then what?
I was never taught that the Lord's Supper was a table, a feast.
No, I was never told that. Then what?
I was told to take the Holy Communion by first examining myself to see whether I was sinful or not. I was told to ask myself about my heart, my mind, my thinking.
Right, if I had been thinking right, or my heart was right with the Lord, if my soul was right with the Lord, if I had any sin on my soul, what is he saying? Am I a heretic? No? Then what?
I would ask how I was with my wife, all my relatives, friends, and acquaintances. Your parents, family.
I'm talking about, no, your parents. How are you children with your parents? Then what?
Family. Teachers.
Yeah, your teachers and so on and so forth. What else?
Schoolmates, neighbors, and friends. I was also told to remember the Lord by remembering how he is God, how he became a man, flesh, how he was born in a manger in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem of Judea, and then what?
Was a Nazarene from the house of David.
And the lion from the tribe of Judah, right?
Yes.
Then what?
And so on and so forth. I was not told that at the Lord's table I am there to enjoy him. I mean,
right, you never hear that, do you?
No.
But that's what you're there to do, is enjoy the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But what does it mean to enjoy the Lord? Keep going.
I mean, I am there to eat him and to drink him.
Well, that's what it says. He says, this is my body, which is broken. He says, take, eat. Amen?
Amen.
Take, eat. Mangiare. This is my body that is broken for you. Amen?
Amen.
Then he says, he lifts up the cup and says, take, drink. This is my blood. Amen?
Amen.
Drink it. So the communion is to eat and drink the Lord, to enjoy him. Then go ahead.
To judge, to measure, or examine ourselves and remember what the Lord did for us is the right thing to do. It is not wrong at all.
Right. I mean, we're supposed to do that. Then what? But there's more.
But the reason, concept...
The whole reason, the whole concept is not that. Because if you're eating and drinking the Lord, you don't have to examine yourself that much, because you know that you're walking in him and he in you. So the main concept is just enjoy being saved. Enjoy eating and drinking of him. And it's not just eating a cracker and drinking grape juice. It happens to really be eating the Lord and drinking the Lord. Or not holy monthly communion, but daily communion with him. Then go ahead.
But the reason concept is that to remember the Lord.
Or the concept or the reason to do what?
To remember the Lord means to just eat and drink him, to enjoy him.
Always. As oft as you will in remembrance of me. Well, how much do you love the Lord? Will you do it every minute of every day, every moment of every day? Have communion with him? Communion means to talk to him, and him to talk to you. Amen?
Amen.
For you to eat and drink him, so you can enjoy the Lord. What does it mean to enjoy the Lord? It means that you enjoy the power and strength that you receive from communing with him, that you have power and dominion over sin, Satan, the world, the entire pull of the world. That's what enjoying the Lord is. It's because 99 and 10% or even a higher rate than that of people that call themselves Christians never enjoy the Lord, because they really don't have the power. They're not eating, they're not communicating with the Lord, they're not communing with him. There's no communion with the Lord, and therefore they have no victory over sin, Satan, and the world. The pull of the world is so great to them. They say, I have these thoughts that come to me, and they pull on me all the time. And they're paying more attention to thoughts that come from the devil than they are remembering the Lord, eating and drinking of him. Amen?
Amen.
That's what Holy Communion is all about, is eating and drinking the Lord. And after all, this is the 21st tape that we're doing now on Holy Communion, eating and drinking the Lord, the river of life, the tree of life. When we have life in us, we don't have to think of all these different things. We are always prejudging ourselves. According to the word of the Lord, we're always measuring ourselves with the rod of the word. And we're always drinking more and more of him, and we are more and more enjoying him, because we are gaining more and more strength over everything in the world, every lust in the world. Everything that there is in the whole universe, we have power over it, and therefore we're happy. We're full of happiness and enjoyment of the Lord, because we have power and dominion over everything. And doesn't that say, the Bible say that we have power and dominion over everything?
Amen.
Well, that's what the Lord wants to give to us, is power and dominion back in our hands over the entire world, over the devil, over sin, Satan, our flesh. And that's when you have that. When you're resting in the Lord and you're constantly in holy communion with him, is the only time that you have that. That's not going to come to you any other way. And being the way you are every day, which is full of holes, you're shot full of holes by the devil, it's not going to do you any good at the judgment bar of God. And the Bible says that we have to be perfect in order to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the only way that we can be perfect is to continuously eat and drink the Lord. To have the river of life flowing through us, and also to be eating from the tree of life. To be meditating in him both day and night. It's a day and every day and every night communion with the Lord. It's an every day and every night meditating on him in order to enjoy him. There isn't anything else in the world to enjoy. There's nothing to enjoy in this world. Only the Lord are we supposed to enjoy. That's what the enjoyment is all about, is to be free from sin, Satan, the world, the devil, your flesh, and to know it, and you're happy. Amen?
Amen.
This is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the whole Bible is about eating and drinking the Lord, and here it is again in 1 Corinthians. And he's talking about just before he was crucified. He's telling us this is the last message he wants us to remember, is to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Eat from the tree of life and drink the holy water of God, the river of God, the fountain of God. the streams of God. This is the only way we'll ever be happy. This is the only way we'll ever have victory. This is you cannot be half-baked and enjoy the Lord. That's why so many people have got long, dreary, looking, sour-looking faces, and are not, they don't have a jump start because they don't have any power in them. The power is from drinking and eating. This is the spiritual food and drink. There's no movement of the Lord. Okay, keep going.
1 Corinthians 11:24 through 25 says, Jesus speaking, quote, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is..."
Take, eat of me. Eat of my body, okay? He says, take me and eat me. This is my body, which is broken for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
"This do," in other words, "this eat in remembrance of me."
This eat in remembrance of me. What do you want to do? Remember me once a month? Once a week? Or once every so often? Once a year? And expect to get into the kingdom of heaven? The Lord told me when he first started talking to me in that office of Beverly Hills, he says, when I said, "Well, God is telling me that Jesus Christ come back to earth," he says, "That's all you're going to say? Why is it that when you're doing a promotion for this Bobby Jameson kid, or when you did a promotion for the 20 original hits, or when you did the promotion for American Health Studios, that you just talked it up every day, with all your zeal, all the power within you, every bit of mental capacity that you had, and your ability to be able to expound upon what you're wanting to sell? Why is it that you gave that all? Oh, this is the add more, take 12 inches off your waist, add 3 inches to men on your biceps within just 60 days. Add 4 inches on your chest, women on your bust, add 4 inches. Take down your waist so many, add more life to your years and more years to your life. Hi there, this is the most fantastic record offer of all times. 20 original smash hits on one big album for only X amount of money. Call Plaza 73400 and get your album right now. This is the limited offer. You must act now. And now that you know that I'm up here, is that all you've got to say about me? Is that God's telling me that Jesus Christ come back to us again? There, that's it. You're just going to think about me just for this minute, this second? Do you think I'm going to really let you off the hook like that and let you get into the kingdom of heaven? Now, I told you, get up and tell people in this room about the Lord Jesus Christ and that he's coming back to earth, or you're going to surely die and go to hell. And now I'm going to really show you. He's opened up my brain and showed me what hell, showed me the terrors that he terrorized me. And he told me that hell is a lot different than what I think. He says, your brain is just a mere, made out of mere mud, dirt, sand, dust. But hell is for real, and I'm for real. He says, so just because your thinking is incapacitated to a point that you think I'm like you, don't believe it, I'm not like you at all. Now here, get a look of hell. And get a look at my power. He started pulling the breath in and out of me. Now move! Move! He says. God, don't kill me, I'll do it. And I started screaming out. And there's plenty of people in that office. And Big Jim recalls that very well. Because he came to some of Susie's and my meetings. And some people just act, well, it didn't happen to me. And so you're going to face that same God. And you may think that he's going to be different toward you than he was me, but he's not. Every human being on this earth is like, that is disobedient to him, is like a funny little monkey to him. He's like a little piece of a worm. And that's the way he really is. And in order to please him, he says, you're supposed to have the river of life flowing through you, not for his benefit, but for yours, and that you're supposed to consistently be eating from the tree of life. And not just once a month, like you're doing him a big favor. This is the favor for you. These are instructions for you to have eternal life. Now, just because your brain isn't good enough to be able to receive what I'm saying doesn't mean that you haven't heard it And if you've heard it, then you're responsible. And it doesn't matter whether you want to be responsible or not, you are. He doesn't care what you think or what you like and what you don't like. This is the way it is to get to heaven, and he's the only way. He's the only truth, and there's no other person that you can get eternal life from but him. So keep going.
Then take drink. This cup is the New Testament in my blood.
Right, take drink my blood, okay, which is spirit. So eat my body and drink my blood. That's what he said in the 6th chapter of John. And he said it in the 2nd chapter of the book of Genesis, where you have to eat from the tree of life and drink the river of life there. And he says it not only until the end of time here, but he also says it in the book of Revelation, the last chapter. He says that there's the tree of life there and also the river of life for eternity. We have to keep eating and drinking of them. So you might as well start getting in the habit of doing it here if you intend to be in the kingdom of heaven. But if you don't intend to be in the kingdom of heaven, then don't eat and don't drink and see if it's going to hurt God. You're the only one that's going to be hurt, not him at all. All he's doing here is just merely giving you the recipe on how to get into the kingdom of heaven. If you ignore it, then you won't be able to say that you never heard it, because you heard it here, right here at the Alamo Church. Then what?
This do ye, drink ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me.
Okay, you've got to remember the Lord once a month, is that it? If even then, because it has become a ritual in this church and many other churches, all it is, it's just breaking crackers, and even one of them ran down to the store and got some grape apple juice, of all things, to celebrate the Lord's remembrance. That he is the God of the apple tree rather than the vine. The sick, very sick, soul sick people, spiritually sick, ill. Then what?
For as often as ye eat this bread, the Lord, and drink this cup, the Lord, ye do show the Lord's death in yourselves till he come.
Okay, what does that mean? You show you the Lord's death in yourself. Because the fact that you're eating and drinking of him continuously, you're showing yourself to be dead. You're showing the Lord's death in you. Because you can't show the Lord's death in you unless you have died physically. We're supposed to be showing the Lord's death in our bodies. That's what it says, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, read it back so they can catch it.
For as often as ye eat this bread, the Lord...
Yeah, because you eat this bread often, then what?
And drink this cup...
And you drink this cup often, then what? All the time, then what?
The Lord, ye do show the Lord's death in yourselves till he come.
Doesn't it say the Lord's death in you yourselves? Huh? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, let your yea be yea. Let me hear it. So how else can you show, the Lord's death by having Holy Communion once a month?
No.
To communicate with him once a month?
No.
To eat him once a month?
No.
And drink him, well, you're eating the devil 28, 29, 30 days of the month, and then one day of the month you give him, communicate with him. Or some of you don't even communicate to him at all. You're dead. The Spirit of the Lord has left you. You say, I just can't get rid of these problems that I have. Well, it's because you're not eating and drinking the Lord often, always. Often, he means always. All right? Take up the cross daily. Deny thyself daily. Follow me always. Don't be following me for 23 and a half hours of the day and then follow the devil for a half hour or for 1 minute. The only way we can follow the Lord, anyone can follow the Lord, is to be eating and drinking him often, always, always, often. Amen?
Amen.
The river of life is supposed to be flowing in you and through you on a continuous basis. It's not supposed to be stopped for a few seconds of the day. Because if you go like this to the Lord, you put your hand up like a police officer puts up its hand to traffic, and he's going to put up his hand to you at the judgment bar of God and say, you're not going in. you're not coming in. Then what?
To remember.
Well, that sounds sinister. No, the devil is sinister if who's telling you that sort of thing. Because this is what the Bible says. Eating and drinking is the whole purpose of the Bible. The Lord never came to bring a religion into the world, or a cult, or some kind of sect. He came into the world so that we could eat and drink him. That's the whole thing. Because if you eat and drink him, you can be you're saved. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't eat and drink him continuously, you can't be saved. But the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Yes, and believing on him means when he says, you have to eat me and drink me all the time. That's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. His words is what it means. Amen?
Amen.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, if you believe in me, you say you believe in me and you don't keep my commandments, such as eating and drinking all the time, then you're a liar and the truth is not in you. You know you're dead. You know you are dead. You know very good and well you're dead because you have no intentions to eat and drink the Lord on a continuous basis. That's how he excludes the riffraff. You know, back in the 40s and 50s, and still to this day, you know, your expensive nightclubs charge you $100 for a dinner, or now it's probably $300, $400, $500 a dinner, and that's to keep all the bums out. Now you have to go to the cafeteria or something if you're a bum. And a lot of them in Los Angeles sit around at tables with a cup of coffee, and then they watch people that leave some of the stuff on their plate and they rush over there and get it as soon as they walk out. And the Lord keeps all the riffraff out, all the goats out, because he knows a goat is not going to eat and drink him on a continuous basis. They just phase themselves out. And this is how we're to measure the people in the church. We're to measure the altar, because the people that are on the altar, after they've expired or after they've been martyred for the gospel, they're under the altar then. They're covered with the altar because they sold and gave their entire selves over to the Lord. The Lord says, for us to come and follow him, that means follow his death. It says that we have to show the death of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, follow him in death so that he can be resurrected into his life. Okay, this is the true meaning of the Bible. That's why I told people today that a lot of people will understand what I'm saying, but there's very few people that will receive this message and do it because they are on their way to hell and they are sealed into hell for rejecting this message. Okay, so the Lord wants to keep all the phonies out. The ones that say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen, or, you know, thank you, Jesus. Just saying words is nothing. It's the actual life of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living within you that causes you to be able to get into the kingdom of heaven. You must have life flowing in you and through you. Yeah, in order to show the Lord's death, you have to be eating and drinking the Lord, because the Lord wants us to continue. He wants to continue his death incarnation in our bodies. And he can't do that in a person that's just wiggling around when there's a message. Now, there's no way that you can show the Lord's death if he's not in you, because he's dead to the world, with the exception of reaching out to the world for the souls of dead human beings to try in an effort to quicken them or give them or for them to in hopes that they'll receive his life-giving spirit, him as the life-giving spirit, to raise them up from the dead, their dead works, their sayings. They say things. They learn in the church, all the sayings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. Okay, praise the Lord. Hello. Praise the Lord. And until you say hello, they won't even talk until you say praise the Lord back. It's become a ritual. I do praise the Lord. It's obvious, or I wouldn't be getting these messages. Don't you think?
Amen.
I don't have to say praise the Lord to them just because they say praise the Lord. Then what?
To remember the Lord is to show his death.
Right. To remember the Lord is to show his death. What does that mean? In other words, to remember to eat and drink the Lord every day is to show his death. Because you're not doing what normal people do. Normal, lost people do. They don't eat and drink the Lord on a continuous basis all throughout the day. They don't meditate upon the Lord both day and night. So that they can be trees planted by the water. Where their leaf doesn't wither. They never die. They don't do that. That's average people. That's lost. But the people that are of the Lord are completely different. They love to do that which they once hated, and they hate to do anything that these sluggards, or hate seeing people that call themselves Christians that are sluggards and liars and adulterers and lusters of this world. I hate to see them. They haven't got a righteous bone in their rotten bodies. Then what?
To remember the Lord is to show his death, is to participate in it.
It's to participate in his death. How are you going to, he says, to show the Lord's death, you have to participate in his death. You have to be dead to your old ways, to the world's ways, to the way of the flesh. How can you participate in the Lord's death if you're not actually participating in it? You all understand that, don't you?
Yes.
Huh? Then there's no excuse for you. You can't walk away from this one and shine it on and continue in the same way that you're doing, because if you do, I got you. And if I've got you, the Lord sure got your number. Okay, then what?
To enjoy being dead to the world.
Yeah, you have to enjoy being dead to the world. I love it. I love that I've got power under me and I'm not afraid of death. That's the most wonderful feeling, to know that if the breath goes out of my body, I'm right there in the arms of the Lord. That's a glorious feeling, I'll tell you. If you know it, you know what I'm talking about. You're not going to get that feeling by osmosis or, by wishing for it. You actually have, there's things to do. You have to eat and drink the Lord. Now, you all know how to go to the kitchen table and eat, right? Yeah. You have to know how to go to the Lord and eat him and drink him all day long. Get used to it. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to live eternally, then what?
To be enjoying the life of the Lord, free from sin, Satan, the world.
No, read the just before that, too.
To remember the Lord is to show his death, is to participate in it.
Yeah, you have to participate in the Lord's death. You don't like doing that? Or you don't want to talk about death? No, to participate in the Lord's death is life. If you're not participating in the Lord's death, then you're dead in your sins and trespasses. Hey, you're lost and you're on your way to hell, and you're morbid. You're a very morbid person. Morbid. Gruesome. Ugly. Oh, you just think you're giving your wonderful life up? Phew. I don't know anybody that's wonderful except the Lord. Huh?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
To remember the Lord is to show his death, is to participate in it, to enjoy being dead to the world.
Ah, that's wonderful. To know that the Lord and the world has no hold on me, that the devil has no hold on me, that my flesh has no hold on me. Sin, Satan, the world, the flesh, myself, it has no hold on me. Or the fear of death has no hold on me whatsoever. Then what?
To be enjoying the life of the Lord.
Yeah, to be dead to the world. No, that's an enjoyable thing, to be alive. Alive forevermore. Wouldn't that be enjoyable to you?
Yes.
If you could just get it without having to do all that, right? No, there's something to do. Should Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for you and me. Okay, you have to carry the cross. He didn't say, to carry a bouquet of roses and have, you know, the Duke of Earl's cape on you or one of these long trains behind you as a wedding gown. No. It's a cross. Amen?
Amen.
And either you give up this current world so that you can have the long life, the eternal life, the life that never ends, is a small thing. But a lot of people don't like to give up this world because they don't really believe the Word of God. They don't believe that there's a hereafter. They don't believe that there's anything worth giving this world up for. And those people I feel sorry for, because there's nothing that I could ever do to them that, or would want to do to them, because they're going to get punishment enough. I mean, their punishment is forever. It's never going to end. Oh, how could a good God do that? Well, he could, because he says he will. Amen?
Amen.
God isn't like us. You shouldn't try to judge God by your own standard. You're supposed to be judged by God's standard, and if you think that way, you come up really in sad shape, my friend. Okay, then what?
To remember the Lord is to show his death, is to participate in it, to enjoy being dead to the world, to be enjoying the life of the Lord, free from sin, Satan, the world, and all of its manifold lusts.
Oh, there's a lot of them. But it's wonderful to have a victory over them, isn't it?
Amen.
Then what?
To enjoy participating and giving ourselves to him as he gave himself to us through his redeeming death.
Right. Now, he died for us. He was just a man, but he had the Spirit of God in him, and so do we. If we're really saved, we have the Spirit of God in us, and that gives us the power enough with God in Christ and by the Holy Spirit in us to be able to participate in his death if we continually drink that Spirit both day and night. That is the same as eating from the tree of life and drinking from the river of life. Okay? Let's all gather by the river. Amen? Where there is the tree of life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
You know? Just give it all up. Give it up. Because what you have isn't going to do you any good. But we have a life to live. We're just young. Give the Lord your life when you're young. Okay? Get used to it. Because you might die when you're young. I've buried more young people than I ever have old. A lot of young people that we buried in this church died of leukemia and one thing or another. Okay, then another one, one of them was left in a car by their parents and died from a heat stroke or something. So don't think just because you're young, the Lord can pull the spirit out of your body any minute, any second. Especially when he knows that you said, I'm not going to do that. Then there's no point you cumbering the earth any longer. You're a tree that needs to be plucked up and shriveled up and by the roots. Now the Lord is showing you how to have immortal life, eternal life. And if you're going to snuff your nose up at that, you know very well that you, without a doubt, after Christ, God Almighty himself gave his life for you, and you think that your life is too good to give to him on the altar, well, you're the dog of the universe. A dog. Then what?
Only if we give ourselves to the Lord as he gave himself to us, will he be able to continue his incarnation in us.
Right. How can God, in a not a mortified person, live out his incarnation in them? He can't. You have to be dead to the world. You have to give up the world, in other words. You have to give up Satan, sin, Satan, the world, and yourself in order for the Lord to continue his incarnation in you. So only if his incarnation is living in you can you be alive. And the only way that can happen is for you to constantly drink and eat him. Eat and drink him, okay? You understand that all very well?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is really, and people think that this is a new message, but this is the entire message of the Bible.
For us to let him live his life in us and through us is the highest form of Holy Communion there is.
There's no other Holy Communion, really. A spasmodic Holy Communion is no communion at all. That just ticks the Lord off. That just makes him angry. Oh, you've come to visit me, you great and wonderful person. Is that what you're doing, is coming and talking to me, you little? The Bible tells what man is. He's like a worm, doesn't the Bible say?
Yes.
Well, people don't want to think of themselves as little worms, amen?
Amen.
That's how you started out, you know, you look like a little wiggle worm in your mother's womb. And you think you're some kind of a hot shot? Well, we comb our hair now, we're different. No? And we put on lipstick, is that what it is? To be honest with you, you're nothing more than a grown-up fetus. And the Bible says that our birth is very much like unto a jackass, a colt, out on the desert, you know. Then what?
This is the only way God in Christ can continue living in us as the continuation of his incarnation.
Right. If he's living in you, then he's incarnated in you. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Jesus said for us to deny ourselves, meaning deny craving any part of this world.
Any part of this world, any part of sin, Satan, and yourself. That's denial. When the Lord says denial, he means denial. 100% denial of yourself. Deny thyself. Daily, take up the cross and follow me in my death and my resurrected. And after his death, then he was resurrected. And after your death, then you'll be resurrected. You can't walk a resurrected life and let the Lord live out his incarnation in you unless you're dead. And then after you die, then you're resurrected again. You're resurrected. You're resurrected when Christ is living in you continuously, but you're living his death then. And then after you die, he says, all those, it's the same spirit that was in Christ, Paul said, is in you when you die, then he says he'll resurrect you from the dead as well. Amen?
Amen.
But the spirit that was in the Lord, and the spirit that he's talking about that has to be in you for him to resurrect you from the dead, is the spirit of Christ walking in his incarnation every day. Not a weasel, you know, part of the day, and then of the Lord part of the day. Well, you say this is impossible to enter into the kingdom of heaven because we just are not going to sacrifice our day unto the Lord. Well, then you're just making up your mind to go to hell. That's the way it is. And it's all through the Bible. And I've given you 21 messages. And I'll probably give you 25 to 50 more messages on the same subject and all different proofs that what I'm telling you is the truth. Because I'll take it right from the Word of God. Okay, then what?
Deny thyself daily, shun the world, forsake the world, jilt the world, give zero place to the world. Deny self, remember to deny thyself always, take up your cross daily, every day, so that you are able to have the same life as the Lord, and follow me.
And follow me, Jesus said. Then what?
Enjoy this life of Jesus, this feast of God in Jesus.
Yeah, because this is the enjoying the feast is to know that you're completely immune from the world, sin, Satan and the world and the devil. Amen?
Amen?
And your flesh. That's the enjoyment. There's no other enjoyment. What are you talking about? What, you think you're going to go to a party and have cookies and milk or soda pop or something? That's going to be your enjoyment? No. The enjoyment is power and dominion over the world, the devil, sin, and yourself. Some people just going through life, you know, just hum, they like a humdrum life. Well, the Christian life is not for those of you that like the same old humdrum life. It's not your life. You're not, you don't qualify. And what else?
It is wonderful, most certainly enjoyable, to be one with Jesus. Jesus remembers us always, and we, if we really want to enjoy Jesus always, remember him always, by eating and drinking him always. Not only once a month, or once a week, or once daily, but remember self-denial.
But remember him. Remember to be in self-denial at all times. Deny thyself. He told it to me one time, three times. Deny thyself, deny thyself, deny thyself. And I thought, I gave up smoking, and I'm on a fast, a real long fast, and I'm not even drinking. What else could I do to be self-denial? But I wasn't eating the Lord and drinking him. Huh? That's self-denial. If you still are not eating and drinking the Lord and you're on a fast for a long time, you're not pleasing the Lord at all. That isn't impressing him at all. Some of the most ungodly people in the world can fast for days. That doesn't mean anything to him. Fasting, again, is for your own purpose. Fasting is good, but not if you're not walking and talking with the Lord, eating and drinking him on a daily basis all throughout the day. Day and night meditating on the Lord. How are we going to do that? You better figure it out. Amen?
Amen.
Because don't blame me for not breaking it down to you. You have to seek the Lord too. Amen?
Amen.
With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You've got to love the Lord with all, he says. Does that mean giving up the whole world? You can't be one part of the world and 99% of the Lord. And your whole heart has to be 100%. 100% of all your heart, 100% of all your soul, 100% of all your mind, and 100% of all your strength has to be given to the Lord. That doesn't leave anything else for you or anyone else, or the world, the devil, nothing. And that's the first commandment. If you've broken that one, you've broken them all. Capito, comprende, capisce, verstehen.
Yes.
See, it's that way all throughout the Bible, isn't it? I'm not making this up. If I'm preaching it, I have to do it too. Amen. Or I'll be a hypocrite. There'll be a hotter place for me in hell. Okay, then what?
Remember.
Boy, that's not, a lot of people have got a death look on their face. My God, I mean, this is asking too much. I thought it was asking too much for Christ, the God Almighty, after coming to the world to die for a flake like you and me. Huh? That's too much. You giving up your nothing life is not too much. What are you anyway? I've already explained. Okay, what else? I took it from the Bible, though. Then what else?
Remember Jesus. Remember to let him live always in you by consuming him always. Christ is our only life, our only portion, and ultimate blessing.
And our ultimate blessing. So you can't get a bigger blessing than having the Lord live his life out in you. Live out his incarnation in you. The whole body is Christ. If you're a member of Christ's body, you're Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The same chapter tells us that the power, the head of the man is Christ. So the power of a man, of the Lord, is Christ. They don't have any other power. And the head of a woman is the man of the Lord, because she has God's power on her husband, and her husband's power with the Lord giving him the power on the woman. That's how she's saved. Okay, go ahead.
This is the genuine way to remember the Lord.
And genuine, as they say in Montana. Genuine leather. This is the genuine way to do what?
To remember the Lord.
Yeah, to do it all the time. Because you might forget him. If you don't remember him all the time, I remember. They say it's a sin to not remember the Alamo, right? They say, remember the Alamo, right? Well, you can forget that, and that's not a sin, but it's a sin to not remember the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
There's a profit in remembering the Lord, but no profit at all in remembering the Alamo. Okay, what else? Remember Pearl Harbor. It's a sin, they say, if you don't remember Pearl Harbor. But that's not a sin. It's a sin to forget the Lord, because you're sinning against your own self. Then what?
This is the genuine way to remember the Lord, No other way will give us eternal life.
There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And his name is the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And this is what the Word says. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That it means the Word of God, and thou shalt be saved. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word came into the world as in the flesh to be a sacrifice for us so that we could be saved. And so our reasonable duty is to sacrifice ourselves for him. Amen?
Amen.
Because who are we? If God did it for us, shouldn't we also sacrifice ourselves for him?
Amen.
Well, they say that there's no good thing that you can do to be saved. That's right. Our initial salvation is by believing what the Lord says, that his blood takes away our sins. But after our blood, his blood has taken away our sins, we have to then start following him. He says, now, after your sins are forgiven, now deny yourself and take up the cross and follow me in my death. Be baptized into my death. Know you not that all of you who are baptized were baptized into his death? Amen?
Amen.
After all, okay, what else?
We cannot possibly remember the Lord by mere thinking about him.
No, because your mind is not that great to remember him all the time. Amen?
Amen?
You have to force yourself to eat and drink him all the time for your own soul's sake. Right?
Amen.
Because, you know, you don't want to be groveling on your hands and knees if the breath is taken out of you sometime this afternoon or today. Or late in the evening, at nighttime, when you're sound asleep. You don't want to be groveling on your hands and knees and blubbering and foaming at the mouth. You want to be able to smile and stand uprightly, to stand before the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now, who can stand before the Lord? Those that have the Lord in them can stand before the Lord.
We cannot possibly remember the Lord by mere thinking about him, but by our constant eating, drinking him, by meditating on him both day and night, consuming him, drinking him both day and night. Psalm 1.
Psalm 1, to meditate on him both day and night. Okay, so that we'd be like trees planted by the living waters. Amen?
Amen.
To where we know we're never going to die. Do you want to die and go to hell?
No.
I don't either. Got to consider that. Think about things while we're alive. Amen?
Amen.
Because we can't come back and try it again. When we find out that really every word of God is true. They say, oh Lord, now I know it's true. Let me go back and I'll do it. No, you just think you had a bad dream. That's all. You had a nightmare. You'd never do it again anyway. You'll either do it now or never, because the Lord's not going to give you a chance like that. Amen?
Amen.
Now, he gave other people a chance. He showed them a vision where they died and they went down to hell, like Bessie. And she knew it was real enough to where she just kept witnessing and testifying to people all the time and drinking of him all the time. Now, Bessie's gone on to be with the Lord, and she's as happy as a lark right now because we could tell that she did what the Lord said. Amen?
Amen.
That's all it takes. It's not death that we're talking about. We're talking about eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
It's just funny how people, you know, they want to shun you because they figure that we're talking about death. But we're really not talking about death. We're just talking about death of themselves. Amen?
Amen.
You never heard of people wanting to get a six-pack of Pepsi and go home and talk about death, right? Have a death party? No, people don't like doing that. They don't like talking about it, but we're talking about death to our old worthless life and life forever in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The Lord's table is a moment-by-moment proclamation.
Yeah, you have to proclaim him moment by moment. Amen? Proclaim what? Talk about him. Proclaim that we are drinking and eating from you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and here's all these words about you in the Bible, and I love reading about them, and it's all explaining the same thing in so many different ways that no one can mistake one of them. Somebody's going to latch on to one of the same type messages. They're all the same, but they're just said in a different way. To sometimes one of them is going to catch on to somebody. Okay? Right?
Yes.
A lot of people said, well, I've been listening to the gospel for 30 years, and all of a sudden I heard this one message that you brought, and it was one that I didn't think was really that great, but it was the one that got them, you know. They're all great. They're good for one person or another. Amen?
Amen.
Now, this one, you may not latch on to this, but one of the other ones you did. Okay? And I'm going to just keep coming at you. Okay? We're just going to come and keep coming at you. Okay, then what else?
The Lord's table is a moment-by-moment proclamation to the entire universe.
Yeah, it's just like, here's something to eat all the time. Come and dine all the time, the Lord calls, saith. Amen?
Amen.
Come and dine, the Lord calls us. Come and dine. We can eat at Jesus' table, A-L-L, all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Not once a month. Amen?
Amen.
Not once a week, not once a day, all day, right?
Yes.
It's loaded with all kinds of juicy vitamins and minerals, spiritual vitamins and minerals, right?
Amen.
And it is nourishment. Then what?
The Lord's table is a moment-by-moment proclamation to the entire universe that we are daily enjoying the Jesus life that we are eating and drinking. It is our feast, our only enjoyment.
Yeah, I only enjoy life when I know I have it, okay? When I have victory. Then the Lord tells me to do something that I think I'm going to get killed over, and I just do it. Amen?
Amen.
Because I don't fear death. Do you fear death? If you do, then you haven't been eating and drinking the Lord enough. What do you think? Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Right or wrong? Right. All right. All right, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. Let's start practicing that right now. Amen?
Amen.
Right now and every hour of the day. Praise the Lord. Every day. Bye.